Deseret News. I'm John Scott. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports on passage of a bill to renew a surveillance program.
The bill does not include broad restrictions on how the FBI uses the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, known as Section 702, to search for Americans' data. Critics among the Republicans, Georgia's Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Do you trust the Department of Justice to hold the FBI accountable? Because I don't.
On his Truth Social site, former President Donald Trump wrote in capital letters, "Kill FISA," saying it was illegally used against him. First authorized in 2008, FISA has been renewed several times and is seen as crucial in disrupting terror attacks, cyber intrusions, and foreign espionage. The bill now moves on to the Senate. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Also at SRNews.com, the Democratic National Committee helped pay President Biden's legal fees in the classified documents investigation. White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that report.
Democratic donors covered more than $1 million in legal fees racked up by attorneys representing Joe Biden during the special counsel's probe into his handling of classified documents. The payments were disclosed in regular campaign finance reports to the Federal Election Commission. News of the payments comes after the Biden campaign has repeatedly criticized Donald Trump over the extensive use of donor funds to cover his legal bills stemming from four criminal indictments. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Flash flooding that was caused by relentless heavy rains that soaked western Pennsylvania. Rescue crews in the Pittsburgh suburb of Oakdale used watercraft to evacuate or rescue some residents. No injuries were reported. On Wall Street, stocks sharply lower ending the week. The Dow down 557 points. The Nasdaq losing 291. This is SRN News. A leading evangelical says Christians need to vote.
Robert Jeffress pastors the Giant First Baptist Church of Dallas, and he tells the Christian Post that believers must get to the ballot box in November for what promises to be a critical election. Jeffress, who was a spiritual advisor to former President Trump, isn't telling anybody who to vote for. He says, quote, "There are no perfect candidates, but we vote by policies. And if we take a biblical view of the world, I think we'll know how to vote." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Former President Trump says people of faith should not vote for President Biden in November. Mr. Trump says he points to Biden's reaction to the Hamas attack on Israel and the administration's promotion of the LGBT agenda. The former president says Biden has totally abandoned Israel. Mr. Trump urging Christians to turn out in large numbers on Election Day and to return him to the White House. This is SRN News. The mayor of Orenburg in southern Russia has ordered citizens threatened by flooding to evacuate immediately.
The water now stands at nearly 2 meters above the critical level. Hundreds of private houses are submerged. For 2 days, residents of high-rise buildings have been building small levees, hoping to avoid the worst. They may still be spared as the waters are expected to start falling soon. In Orsk, a city upstream, the water is now receding, leaving thousands of homes beyond repair. Regional authorities estimate the damage will amount to nearly $500 million, which makes it the second most costly flood in Russia since the start of this century.
BBC correspondent Oleg Baldurov. Heavy rains pounding different parts of Kenya have led to the deaths of at least 13 people. The East African country has seen thousands of people killed by flooding in previous rainy seasons. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.